It's a travel chair.
No. Don't put that on there. Henry would say Tremaine is the chair. And then Mike is the vice. And then that's our attorney.
So who's after?
Neil
Andrew.
Or Dave Allen.
So Brooks, Bert, Jerome, Andrew Adams, and then Henry.
Yeah, here's the actual tour. Why don't you take them with you?
Okay.
Nice to meet you. Andrew Adams. Neither am I.
It's 10 o'clock. What I need to do is call a special town board meeting to order to fulfill the requirements of the open meetings law, and then we'll proceed from there. So I'd like to call a special town board meeting of Town of Blackhawk to order on June 8th, 2015 at 10 a.m. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 5, discussion, possible action, ATV routes, railroad grade, and bridges. As most of you are aware of, your town and Vilas County did receive a letter by the tribal president stating they had concerns with folks within the town of Black Flamble. The town board did approve and pass their ATV ordinance, as did the county board, But at the last county board meeting, I had spoken up and said, with, in light of receiving these letters, I thought it was a good idea for the town and the county to sit down with representatives from the tribe and the council to go over their concerns. So I guess at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Chairman St. Germain, and he can discuss or how you plan to go about things with your concerns.
I'll call the attorney, and we have our attorney, Ms. Manager, is here, and the deal board.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Andrew Adams. I'm an attorney at the law firm of Hogan Adams in St. Paul, Minnesota. I represent the Lac de Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. And they asked me to attend the meeting this morning to represent them in this issue. And they instructed me, because they know that I can get a little long-winded, that their message is pretty clear and unequivocal, that they do not agree with the public route that is being proposed on the reservation by the township and the county. And because of multiple impacts that it will have on the reservation, from important cultural sites to public safety to environmental concerns, that they the tribe is not in agreement, and it is something that they will not tolerate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Which, do you or any other members of your council or representatives have anything else they'd like to discuss?
I think our attorney sent the message that we wanted to see.
You know, it's come down to the point, if we have to, we're ready to file an injunction in federal court. We're taking action already for our attorney to start, so we'd appreciate you guys looking at it, working over again, see our concerns and work with us on this. Like I said, we will file in federal court.
Well, I, for one, would be more than happy to sit down and try to work with them. It was an ATV route that was proposed by the club. I guess I myself would be willing to sit down with whoever the tribe may appoint or designate, and same with the county, and try to see if we can work out to some final agreement that's agreeable to everybody. I like that for two agrees in one sentence. My mom would kill me. So you wanna?
Like I said, we have our attorney here. We gotta work something out, and what we want is for the town and by West County to recognize our sovereignty here. This is our home. The reservation was set up for our people. Recognize us. Mm-hmm. This is our sovereignty issue. And like I said, this is our home.
And that I agree with 100%.
We've had two referendums. Our people have turned it down both times, and we go with what our people say.
So is there any hope of finding a different route that will work, or are we just kind of dead in the water here?
Put yourself in our shoes, okay?
I understand.
Wait, now, just let me finish up.
I understand.
Please?
Yeah.
Okay. We have two referendums back home here.
Right.
The last referendum that just merely went through the railroad bed, I supported, but it got beat, so I have to honor that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we sit today. You know, and it bothers me that some people sat around in a room and they schemed on how to just bypass the tribal law and ignore the tribe whatsoever. That bothers me. You talk about creating partnerships and working in collaboration to make it better for our community, then we need to work together like the chairman's saying. I mean, someone obviously said, okay, yeah, they had these referendums. Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna figure out how to run these county roads and these town roads together. So what? They had the reference. That's not working together. And that, quite frankly, bothers me. So I'm sitting here biting my tongue, and that's about all I'm gonna say right now, but that's how I feel. That's just me.
Anyone else? Gary.
I'd just like to reiterate what Councilman Big John said. I mean, you know, we had the referendums, our people have spoken. You know, and whether we like the results or not, we have to, we're obligated to uphold, you know, what was said, what those referendums meant, I guess. So until there's another type of referendum that overturns, you know, that is our stance. There will be no ATV trail on tribal land. Through tribal land, excuse me.
Alice?
I guess it goes much deeper than just the ATV trail that's being proposed. What we're talking about here is township and the tribe and Vilas County all working together, recognizing us and the things that we have to carry out for our people. And it's not just tribal members that are voting, that had voted this down. There are a number of non-tribal members that have also voiced that this is something that they don't want either. So it's not just us. But like I said, the bigger issue here is we are here and we need to be recognized and afford us that respect. I mean, that's all we're asking. It goes a much, much bigger than ATV use and trails and so forth. And we're not going away.
How does this affect Chapter 29 with the ordinance that the reservation has? Did the actual referendums, did it affect them in a negative manner, or are they still in existence as of today?
Chapter 29 is in existence. It's a tribal law that was approved by the council and by the United States government. So, and the tribe is exercising its authority under not just Chapter 29, but its constitution. I mean, the tribe has jurisdiction over the reservation. And I think the frustration that you're hearing from the council is that the tribe signed treaties with the United States in 1836, 1842, and 1854, where the tribe and the greater Lake Superior Band of Chippewa Indians ceded millions of acres of land. And the Treaty of 1854 created the reservation as a permanent homeland, you know, for the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. And so for two other forms of government that are subsidiaries of the state of Wisconsin to tell a tribal government that signed multiple treaties with the United States that we are gonna have an ATV route regardless of what you feel is an affront to their sovereignty. And there's a long body of federal case law that protects the rights of tribes to pass their own laws and to be governed by those laws. And if there are non-Indians that impact the public safety of a reservation, those federal laws come into bearing. They can't be ignored.
What I'd like to do is put forward, like I had said earlier, that I myself or whoever representing the town, maybe somebody from the county, that I can get in touch with you, Butch, and see if we can get a group of three or four or five people to sit down, go through it, and see if there is some way that we can work this out. If there is, wonderful. If there isn't, well.
But the problem that the council's running into is that they have referendums saying that they don't want this to occur. They've heard or been present at meetings where statements have been made that the route will be open by the 4th of July weekend. And so the place that they're in right now is that they would like the township and the county to effectively pull back and rescind from the ordinances that were passed and the maps that were offered up, showcasing this route. If that's not going to happen, then the tribe is going to exercise every legal remedy or seek every legal remedy it can pursue to prevent that.
That's understandable.
Our people have spoken and we're honoring them.
So from the tribe standpoint, there really isn't much to work out. Either the township and the county backs off from the public route and it moving forward by the 4th of July, or the tribe will again seek its legal options.
Yeah, I guess I didn't hear anything of being open by the 4th of July, but I don't know of any set date that the town had in mind. We had 30 days to have this meeting, and I think some of it was to push me along to make sure I got something scheduled. So I guess pretty much if I'm hearing correctly, what you'd like is for the town and the county, or one or both of us, however it works out, to rescind our ordinances before you would consider even sitting down and discussing. Well, I mean, until there were some type of referendum or some type of approval by the tribal people to go ahead with this. I mean, I'll let everybody know, I'm not an ATVer, I don't own one. There's a segment of the community that asks for an ATV route, there's a segment of the community who doesn't want it, and so I'm stuck in the middle just by virtue of the position I chose to run for. And that's why I'd like to work with everybody if I can. So, and that's why I ask the questions to see, because somebody will come up to me and say, well, are you even going to pursue it? Are you not going to pursue it? And we have a large group of people here, an open forum, and it's a good time to ask that question.
I also think it's really important to acknowledge that this isn't something, and I heard the statement of this was done behind closed doors, and to my knowledge, that has never been done. What I do know is the previous chairman of the Sioux tribe was in favor of it, even though maybe all the people weren't. And this option was brought forth through, and I'm not going to put the onus on him, but I'm just saying is it was not totally against it at that time. So I'm just saying is for everybody to say that this was done sort of in the middle of the night or behind closed doors. All of our meetings are open to the public. Everything is posted here. There's a public forum here. There was nothing done outside of having posted properly, you know, meetings that were reviewed by this committee and digital notes were received. They're still on file here. I'm just saying is I just want to get that out in the open. At no time did the town, and I can't speak on behalf of the county, but we never ever did anything without everybody being notified or noticed of the issue at hand. And the directive of it, when it began, wasn't under Mr. St. Germain's direction. And I believe that there had been referendums before Mr. St. Germain became the chairman of the tribal people. And the thought was it was still moving forward, and the chairman at that time was not against it. So I just want to get that clarified that nothing was done with the old.
But at the time the two referendums were held and it was turned down, Tom was chairperson, and at that time he said we would honor it.
I was just gonna emphasize that
like Mr. Valky had said, that there are people on both sides of the issue. But when we have our referendums, that's what we abide by. And no matter who sits at the front desk or who sits at the top of our, you know, of our board, we still have to abide by what those referendums tell us. There's not one person that supersedes a referendum. You know, we might all disagree, and you heard Councilman Big John state that he supported it, but at the end of the day, we put it up for referendum, and our people spoke, and that's what the direction we have to go with.
Ron?
I'd like to confirm my comments to Malcolm Podolsky, Violence County Corporation Council.
Thanks for having us here this morning. I just want to speak on behalf of process and timing. I can't speak on behalf of my client right now as far as what's going to happen down the road, but we are meeting on June 23rd, the full board. That's a day meeting, and Chapter 26, our county ATV ordinance, is on the agenda. Right now, there are certain amendments that are being discussed at committee level. So that particular topic is already going to be included on the agenda. And I think it would bode well for folks to sit down at the table, perhaps not in an official meeting, but maybe one representative from the tribe, one from the town, and one from the county before that meeting. And just to finalize where everybody's at, I would welcome that. I think the county would welcome that opportunity. Even if we all think right now we're all positioned where we're going to be, that there's no room for compromise, it would still be beneficial to have that meeting, I think. Thereafter, on the 23rd, we'll be meeting, and there could be further action on the ordinance as drafted right now. So we want to work with all governments, and we want to work together and respect one another's views and try to do what's best. So that would be on the agenda. And I would appreciate if I could get a copy of the referendum you discussed. I know I've heard about them in the paper, but if somebody from the tribe could send to my office or the clerk copies of both of those referenda, that would be helpful. And Legislative and Judicial Committee will be discussing this ordinance tomorrow at 9 o'clock as well. That's Rick, LNJ.
9:30.
As far as the proposed amendments to Chapter 26. And I think there are some proposed amendments to the described route in the traffic plan.
What time is the meeting on the 23rd?
That's at 9 o'clock. And it's at the courthouse. The agenda's not out yet, but I do know, I believe it's in the works to have this chapter on that agenda. So that would work well with the timing as far as the 4th of July.
That and the proposed changes that you mentioned?
Right, the board could be taking up proposed changes and enacting on them at that meeting. And I can't speak for what's going to happen because you never know until a vote is taken, but I do believe.
Can you share that?
Pardon me?
Can you share that?
Can I share what?
The ordinance and the amended red line.
Oh, yes. It's, I don't have it with me, but I know I can get it for you. I can fax it to you today. It's at, yep, yeah, you bet.
So I guess where we are right now is what I'd say before, you know, you're looking for the town and the county to rescind their ordinances at this time. Wait and see if the tribal people's minds change in terms of whether they'd be willing to allow within the boundaries of the reservation or not. And at that point, then it would be sit down to discuss some type of route, way, whatever, to come through. Mike?
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. And let's not lose all hope, please, because you got to remember that the people that showed up for a referendum, they were less than 300 people. So if you go out and do your grassroots talking to people, showing them the pros and cons, you know, a lot of people didn't vote. A lot of them maybe that showed up there were uninformed that voted. So there's some work to be done on that end, Matt. Mm-hmm. And I think if that's done, you know, but we have to honor what the members told us to
right.
do. That's
and I for one completely respect that's well, I guess what I can do at this point is we have a town board meeting coming up on the 17th. I could put this issue back on our agenda. My God, what have we done? That's my hope. Old age, gray hair, old age. I can put it back on that agenda where the board can discuss it, and then we could move forward from there.
You have a question out here in the audience?
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that there was also a referendum in the town.
Yes.
The town people did not want it, and there were many people that spoke at many meetings against it, and each time, this is an answer to Chris's, when it didn't go behind closed doors, they totally blew us off. And just went ahead and voted for it anyway. So it's not just the tribe. The tribe is part of our town, and we voted it down as well in a referendum.
Martha?
Dave Allman, our clerk, knows what those amendments are to Chapter 26, so he could just tell you verbally, and then I'll still give them to Attorney.
The proposed amendment that's coming before the LNJ committee tomorrow and may go to county board is actually a reduction of route miles on County Highway Trump D in Lac de Flambeau. There was an error when the ordinance was drafted last month, and it carried the Route D down to, I believe it's Indian Village Road, and it's being, the request from the town was to only have it go down to Moss Lake Drive, I believe is the correct name, so it's a reduction. I know that doesn't solve your problem, but it's not an expansion of what's already been approved.
But it would still come north to essentially the, just south of your town.
Correct.
Yep.
You are correct.
Chairman?
Yes.
I said, I don't own a four-wheeler either, and my environmental concerns are just as much as the council's. But I think if you rescind your stuff and the county rescind it, you sit down and pick a specific route into town and railroad bed where it going to be off on all these other roads, then they might have another referendum on it. But we, I don't want to see them running all over and going into our, some of our areas that we consider sacred, you know? But the tribe's going to also think of the economics that it's going to bring to the township. And I told you once before, you know, I said, the tribe owns all the road beds in Flambeau. County roads, state roads, town roads. If you look at them, everybody says, well, we got deeds for these roads. They don't have deeds for them. They have the right to collect gas taxes and maintain them. The tribe owns the road beds. But I think if the county and the town and the tribe sit down and they pick a specific route, I know, I like I said, I don't own a four-wheeler, but I might want to own one someday.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Tom, you got a question?
Sure. I just want to just say I still favor four-wheelers. I hope that discussion can be opened. There's a lot of concern. I do support our referendum that took place, but it doesn't say we can't talk about the future of Lac de Flambeau. When I look at the future of Lac de Flambeau, I take a look at the businesses that our tribe has. We don't have any downtown businesses whatsoever. We need traffic into our community. And just like I told Henry when I asked if we could set a meeting up here, that they had, I guess, almost 300-400 in a parade down in the, just to the northwest of us here a couple weeks ago. Is that something Flambeau wants? I don't know. But yet, you know, we got probably the best gaming venue in the country. We got the best in the casino. We don't have enough jobs for our people. We try to get things going. There's a lot of things that could be spin-offs if you work it right. Going back when snowmobiling was a controversial issue here in Lac de Flambeau, you know, snowmobiles used to go right down the main drag, ask Bob. We were part of that. And then when rules and regulations applied they got routes, proper routes and everything. And they had, we had the, you know, the thing that went well for Snowmobile. Our leg of the torches, you know, went up. You know, we just got a lot of things. I'm just, and I know these are people, they've, can look at them. I know that the referendum votes were, you know, still questionable, like Henry said and Brooke said. Information wasn't given properly sometimes. We see that the opportunity of our businesses going down, maybe the opportunity for us to have those type of shops here in Lac des Flammes and Waswaganee, other than having a ATV shop to fix them or whatever out in Minocqua area. We can build our area, and I guess that's what I look at. Not so much at, you know, people saying, well, you know, they're quiet too. You have to own one. I own one. As a matter of fact, I own two. And I use them for a lot of different things. But I just think that, you know, we got like three governments here. There's no reason why we can't sit down and talk easier type of issues out. You know, and I believe I talked with Ron DeMuir that, you know, over in the sacred areas, over to the west of us here, you know, those were, that could be all changed around, that we won't need any type of forwarders in that area or in some of our sacred areas that we have within our reservation. But if we don't talk and we just stay mum as a word, then that's exactly how Flambeau will be. I see Flambeau, just the town of Flambeau, wanting to get more involved. I see the county wanting to get more involved. And there's no reason why we can't sit down and have more meetings like this and get it off our chest and the direction that we're going to go for our people here on the reservation. So I can just say that much right now. Be good.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, Harold.
Hello. My name is Harold Jackson. I'm also a tribal member, but I'm an elector here, a town elector, who elects town officials to their public office. I elect county officials, state officials, federal officials, all the way up to the President of the United States. I'm a national delegate for my particular party representing Wisconsin. But I do have to say that I can't be entirely 100% anti-ATV. I am, of course, against 100% that these machines be allowed to be on our public roadways, because they violate every sense, common sense that a person has about operating these things on a public roadway, which was designed for our motor vehicles. So much so that you have to have a driver's license to operate on our blacktops. And the ordinance the town has, they're exempted from having any kind of licensing that makes them responsible for left turn signals, right turn signals, brake lights, or yielding to traffic. I have yet to see any 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds that are quick enough to respond to those safety concerns. They also don't have any, they're exempted from having any liability insurance whatsoever. And that's a detriment to all citizens in the state of Wisconsin. On the one hand, I have to say that I support the tribe's position 100%. I support the right to vote, mostly. And they voted. And there may have been only 200 or 300 that voted against it. But I can guarantee you by the end of this week, we'll have, if we need to, we can round up 900 of those town electors who vote in this election on a petition to resoundingly say no. That doesn't just include the non-tribal electors, out of which we have many, many lawyers who reside in town here and who are intent on undoubtedly defeating this proposition. But on the other hand, they are of the same frame of mind as I am. They weren't designed for the blacktop road, and they were primarily designed for off-roads. That's what the whole law has been written about, state law that covers them. They have very few laws that allow them to be on the blacktop road, only in special occasions to get here and there across the road, travel short distances, and I support that. But to allow the whole off-road trail, as it is in the ordinance, to say that that off-road trail has to be operated primarily, 90-95% of it is on a blacktop road. I don't know if that's an intentional misnomer or that's just a sleight of hand that the county officials and town officials have proposed, but it's, in my estimation, it's a lie. And to finalize, I have to say this. I am proud that the council has come here and they're standing unified. I have to encourage them to pursue the federal injunction against this town ordinance that the county, what the county has done, because if only for one thing, the tribe occasionally, they have to stand up and they have to be recognized. And the only way they can do that at times is to stand up and uncover their flag, plant it in the ground, say either pro or con, this is where we stand. This is the power of the people, and this defines us in our own sovereign rights. And I have to say, I have to encourage them to go ahead and do it anyway, despite whatever deals are tendered here, because it makes clear to the officials involved here that there is a legal, valid legal standing for the tribe that has been here, that legal standing exists long before the state of Wisconsin was considered a territory prior to becoming a state. So much so that in our state constitution and the founding documents for the state of Wisconsin, the tribal members are exempt from state taxes. No way can the state of Wisconsin charge us taxes. And they were specifically ordered by the President of the United States and the Congress. That's why the state of Wisconsin has no legal standing to charge these Indian state taxes. There's a lot of other rights in there too, including this one. This sovereignty is by presidential decree, and Congress defines this legal right based on sovereignty, existing sovereignty, and it will exist until there's only one of them standing. That sovereignty will exist. It doesn't extinguish. So I have to encourage them to go through with that as a separate solution. It'll help town officials and county officials arrive at the most reasonable outcome. And with that, I want to thank the council personally, every one of you. I'm proud that you showed up. We may have our differences, but on this one issue, we all have to stand and represent. And I'm proud that you did it today, whether you like ATVs or anti-ATV. But yes, you need that injunction. You have to plant your flag sometime, and this is one of those times, either pro-ATV or anti-ATV. Acknowledging your power has nothing to do with that, but you need to have your legal position appreciated and understood. And this won't be the last time you have to do that either. We've got a long future ahead of us. And occasionally the voters, which we all are, have to understand that. Otherwise, we arrive at these positions consistently. Thank you, Charlie.
I guess at this time then, we kind of, we don't kind of, we know what the tribe's position is. Discussed what avenues or roads we could take and proceed from there and see what we can do. They say whether we agree, don't agree, come to some agreement. But I think it was good that we were able to sit down and discuss and know where everybody stands. Ron?
Again, thank you for allowing us to join you today. I concur with your thoughts, Mr. Galke. I had made a comment at the county board meeting in Boulder Junction the other night that I wanted to sit down with the governments involved and reach some kind of a consensus on how to proceed with this particular issue. Myself personally, I think this the whole ATV issue is a privilege, and since it is a privilege, it should be granted by the people in government to use these facilities, whether they be trails or routes. And until we can concur and give this privilege to the people, I think we need to sit down and talk. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron. Shall we conclude?
Okay. I really don't understand this. We're supposedly in a democracy. The tribe has voted twice, voted it down. The town has voted it down. The county has voted it down resoundingly, yet we're going ahead with it. I just don't understand.
I guess it's at a position where it's not going ahead anywhere at this time. It's something that can go under discussion between the three governments which we have within this town, tribe, county, and state, but it's not moving forward, not moving backward. It's going to just kind of stay for a while.
Mary? Yes?
I just wanted to add, I think there are other opportunities for us to explore businesses. I know I spoke with Councilman Big John today. We talked about developing the trails for activities that are more conducive to the quietness of the Northwoods. I think part of the ATV is, when I moved to Lac des Fambeaux in 1973, it was very desolate. You know, and I appreciate all the expansion of businesses and all that, but I think I also appreciate, I didn't appreciate then, what I appreciate now is the quietness of the North Woods. And I think many of our communities are retirement communities, are retirees, and they appreciate the quietness away from the town and the hustle and the bustle. And I've lived in Madison. I lived 1.5 miles from where I worked. It took me an hour to get home. And I think, you know, I stay away from Monaco in the summertime just because of the traffic. And I think, you know, to clog up our county roads, our, you know, our roads that aren't the main corridors into the Monaco area is, you know, is foolish. And you know, for me, I appreciate the peace as I get older. And I've had ATVs running up and down the sidewalks, up the highways, and you know, and I have grandchildren now. And my children too, and so I worry about them being on their bicycles, on the roads and highways. And you know, I look forward to us having a better working relationship, partnerships, and developing businesses that aren't so environmentally destructive to the peace and quietness of the North Woods. So,
I would just like to elaborate on that a little bit. I sat on the county board for 10 years, and this ATV issue has been a big topic for quite some time. And I hear an awful lot about these silent sports, but yet I'm just really disappointed on that fact too, is because I hear everybody speak about it, but I've never had anybody come and propose it for the Lac des Fambeaux area. I've never seen any coordination, organization. I've never seen anybody come up with something. And I know how dangerous bicyclists in this area can be. I see them all the time. And a lot of them, they seem to think because we're in such a rural setting that they don't have to follow the rules such as everybody else. They run two abreast, three abreast in the middle of the road, and it's up to us to yield. And we do it, and we accept that. But I'm just saying is I think there's a great opportunity for an awful lot of other things going on here. But yet I don't see anybody come forth with it. They talk about it, but nothing happens. And I'm just wondering where the people are and why we're not doing something about it, because I think this town board would love to petition neighboring communities, whether it be Boulder Junction does a great job. There's a lot of other communities that we could network with.
Well, I think this is the beginning of that discussion then. Then we need to, you know, hook up with the Boulder Junction and see if it goes all the way to Charles McNaught. Some of the trails, so I think it's an excellent opportunity for.
But I think there's a lot of, let's face it, Lacto Pueblo is a recreation area. That is what has made it. That's why a casino is here. That's why a lot of things we try to draw people to our community. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been here a long time. We all work together in certain things. People pass away, we make sure they have food. There's a lot of things that go on here that doesn't happen at the government level. But I'm just saying is I think we have a lot in common. There's a lot of things that we can conquer, and we do live here together. And I'm just saying is like I said, I'm disappointed that I hear about all of this stuff, but yet I've seen none of it come to fruition. There just doesn't seem to be any development. And I don't know if it's up to this panel of three to direct it, or how do we do it, or how do we congregate the people of the community.
Well, I know the tribe has a planning department that has provided much of the infrastructure you see in the town now, on the side roads in the community. And you know, we have, I think we're always open for invitation. I think, you know, the town may want to contact our planning department or someone in your, you know, I don't know if you guys have the planning department or not. The board. Well, you know, and Emerson and his department are excellent and outstanding in working to accomplish beautifying the area.
And that very well could be something that, you know, when we do get together to discuss, say, the ATV issue, that's another thing that we can discuss. There's other ways that we can work. So I guess at this point, then we can adjourn this meeting. We'll adjourn our special town board meeting, but I would like to thank everybody for coming today. Everybody in the audience that came, made comments, participated, and listened. We all live here together. We're friends, we're neighbors, and I like to keep it that way.
I'd like to thank everybody for showing up, putting their comments. Good motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. We need a motion to adjourn from the special town board meeting at 10:45.
Second.
Motion been made. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Matt, did you stay in politics too long?